This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A group of young Indigenous men spent a week on the Wind River Reservation for a photo camp with National Geographic. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman attended a showcase for the student photographers who camped, fished, and helped with a bison harvest while honing their photography skills. Our Living Lands producer Daniel Spalding spoke to her about the experience.
Can you tell us a little bit about the photo camp and what the students did there?
So this is the third year that Nat Geo's hosted this kind of camp in Wyoming. The big picture idea is pretty simple. It's all about mentorship. Professional photographers partner with young people in different places around the world, and they spend a week learning together and taking photos. The crew this year was made up of folks from the Wind River Reservation and the surrounding area, and from the Menominee Reservation in Wisconsin. They spent the week at Crow Creek, which is in the northwest part of the Wind River Reservation. That was their base camp. They hung out with an orphan baby bison named Ruby, visited bison and jumps, and just got to explore, hang out, and take a lot of cool photos. And it was an all-guys group. National Geographic explorer Ronan Donovan helped organize the camp with Indigenous community members and explained the why behind that choice.
Young men are struggling in disproportionate ways to young women, and the ripple effects throughout communities and societies, I feel like, is profound.
You recently attended a showcase for the photo camp. Can you describe some of the photos you saw and what that event was like?
The showcase was really special. It was on a Friday night at Central Wyoming College at the Intertribal Education and Community Center on campus. There were families and kids and elders too. Everyone piled into this classroom and watched a slideshow on a big screen projector. The photos were super stunning. There were a few that really stood out to me. A silhouetted hand reaching into the sky, Ruby the bison resting its head on someone's chest, a grandmother and her granddaughter with their faces lit up by the sun. And after the slideshow, the group sang this prayer song for everyone.
You spoke with some of the photographers. What did they have to say about the experience?
They had some great reflections. I chatted with one in the hallway right after the slideshow.
My name is Corey Budley, and I'm a student photographer for National Geographic. Could I say that?
Budler is about to be a senior at St. Stephen's High School on the Wind River Reservation. He said meeting new people and having new experiences were highlights, but one thing definitely stood out.
I've never seen a buffalo get harvested before, so that was pretty crazy to see.
He came to the photo camp last year too, but he still had some new takeaways.
Learning about portraits, how to take portraits, and messing around with light. I think most of my favorite pictures were like landscape. I took a photograph. It was of like some wheat. It was kind of dark, a little moody. It was like cloudy sky, and I really liked it.
I also talked with Jackson Taylor. He's 18 and just graduated from Moscow High School in Idaho. Taylor said the bison harvest was a huge highlight.
After the buffalo was killed, seeing the herd gather around it and doing their dance for it and respecting it, it felt like as many emotions as we had that day, all those buffaloes had the same, if not more intense emotions and feelings.
He also had some more technical takeaways.
I learned that I tend to crop the bottom and the top out of every image without fail. So I think when it comes to lessons, that's the biggest is zoom out more.
So one more question for you. You report on a lot of different Indigenous stories in the region. What was unique about this story that made you want to cover it?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think photography and storytelling are super powerful tools. And who's behind the camera or the microphone or the pen, I think it makes a big difference. But Jackson Taylor, who we heard from earlier, summed it up way better than I can. He said the group talked a lot about this idea of photography as a weapon.
It's not a weapon that kills. It's a weapon that reveals truth and knowledge and information. And it's one that gives instead of takes. And I don't think there's another weapon like that on the planet. So I want to use that weapon in my life to give as much as I can and wield the camera responsibly as we all should.
Taylor told me he wants to make a career out of photojournalism or documentary filmmaking. And really, this whole event gets me psyched for the next generation of storytellers.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.